This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Hi, this is Roy Niemeyer, president of the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Foundation. Do you have a child that is or will be going to college? Montgomery County Farm Bureau Foundation gives out 6 scholarships each year to students whose parents are guardians of Montgomery County Farm Bureau members in good standing. Your student needs to take enough courses to be a full-time student and must be taking classes in ag-related fields. For more details, call 217-532-6171 or come in the Montgomery County Farm Bureau office in Hillsboro, Montgomery County Farm Bureau, or membership means value.
Choosing the right crop insurance for your farming operation can be challenging. At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, our professionals know crop insurance and can explain the different coverage options available. Farm Credit can provide the latest information on new crop insurance policy combinations, along with recent changes to the Federal Crop Insurance Program guidelines. Information that helps you choose the best coverage plan for your farming operation. Whether it's a yield or revenue coverage policy or the new total weather insurance program, Farm Credit provides you the latest coverage information, product knowledge, and exceptional customer service, all delivered to you conveniently with our on-farm service. Call us today at 800-444-FARM for the crop insurance coverage to meet your risk management demands. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too. Remember, 800-444-FARM. At Farm Credit, we understand.
Did the company providing your oxygen supplies go missing? Not providing enough supplies? Never showing up for the equipment maintenance? Michelle's Pharmacy can help. Michelle's Pharmacy is your local provider of in-home oxygen concentrators and portable oxygen. They're in your communities. They take the time to understand your needs and concerns. They set up and explain the equipment needed to help you breathe easier and live better. Call Michelle's Pharmacy now, offering free delivery. Call in Carlinville, 854-4022, or in Gillespie at 839-9901.
And in part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday, first of all, the DTN general opening call. Expect corn to open 5 to 7 lower. Beans steady to a penny higher. Wheat 6 to 8 lower. The overnight crude oil market, $1.31 higher at $104.55. The Brent crude, 64 cents lower at $119.41. The April gold contract, $14.80 higher at $1,740.70, while the U.S. dollar index, 0.085 lower at 79.088. On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, March wheat closed at 644. That was up 15 and a quarter. May wheat closed at 647 and three quarter, up 12 and a half. July wheat closed at 659 and three quarter, up 11 and three quarter. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 641 and three quarter, up 5 and a half. May corn closed at 645 and a quarter, up 5 and a half. July corn closed at 648 and a quarter, up 5 and a half. March soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 1267 and a half, up 9 and a quarter. May beans closed at 1273 and three quarter, up 8 and three quarter. July beans closed at 1282, up 8 and a half. March soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 332.50, up 17. May meal closed at 335.10, up 16. July meal closed at 337.40, up 16. March soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 53.40, up 35. May oil closed at 53.80, up 37. July oil closed at 54.15, up 36. March oats on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 3.23 and three quarter unchanged. May oats closed at 3.20 and a quarter. That was up 2 cents. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois country grain prices were higher on Friday afternoon. Export news and export interest fueled today's rally in the futures market. Good export interest for U.S. wheat, a sale of 132,000 tons of U.S. corn to South Korea, and more announcements by the USDA with sales of both old and new crop soybeans to China. In central Illinois, cut to grain dealers quoted shell corn bid 6 cents stronger at 635 to 650, while soybeans were up 9 cents at 1242 to 1259. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 5 to 6 cents higher at 644 to 664. Soybean bids advanced 8 to 15 cents at 1255 to 1275, and soft red winter wheat gained 12 to 15 cents at 624 to 654. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills reported those corn bids 5 to 7 cents stronger at 642 to 650. Soybeans gained 8 to 12 cents at 1252 to 1263, and the wheat prices closed 13 to 15 higher at 638 to 650. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 3 to 7 cents stronger at 649 to 656. Soybeans gained 7 to 9 cents, ranging from 1274 to 1277. And new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery, mostly 12 cents higher at 642 to 648. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids mixed, ranging from 663 to 670. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 12 to 14 cents, with quotations at 1296 to 1297. And soft red winter wheat gained 9 to 10 cents at 657 to 659. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
April hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 90.37, up 15. May hogs closed at 98.90, up 45. June hogs closed at 99.37, down 7. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 128.60, up $1.82. April cattle closed at 130.90, up $1.25. June cattle closed at 128.47, up 87. March feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday closed at 158.42, up $1.60. April feeders closed at 160.47, up $1.15. May feeders closed at 161.80, up 117. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
Thank you. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Afternoon Hog Report for Friday, February the 17th. Negotiated purchases of bears and gilts on a carcass basis totaled 3,900 head today, and they traded $1.12 lower, from $78.41 to $87, and a weighted average of $79.52. And in Illinois today, there was 11,100 head of bears and gilts sold. Primal cutout values for a loin were valued 55 cents higher today at $86.87. Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Bull Report, today's estimated receipts at 625 head, and Thursday's actual was 800. Sows traded steady with moderate demand on moderate offerings. U.S. 1s and 3s under 400 pounds, 48 to 52, and 4 to 5 weights traded from $50 to $56, and over 500 pounds traded from $52 to $57. Boars under 300 pounds, $37 to $45, and over 300 pounds from $15 to $20. Illinois direct bears and gilts traded steady again this morning from 56 to 61. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Friday. Hogs are at 394,000 on the day. That's compared to 400,000 last week and 406,000 last year. Cattle are at 122,000 on the day. That's compared to 100,000 last week and 121,000 last year. The USDA estimated box beef choice cutout values. There was a total of 132 fabricated loads and 39 trim loads. Choice carcasses are up a quarter at $1.90.45, and select carcasses are up 37 cents at $1.85.90, leaving the choice select spread at $4.56. The National Daily Direct Afternoon Slaughter Cattle Report negotiated purchases confirmed is 93,353 head for the day, and that puts the week-to-date total at 98,097 head. Live steers, total of all grades, traded from $1.24.50 to $1.30, with a weighted average of $1.28.21. Live heifers traded from $1.25 to $1.29.50, with a weighted average of $1.27.99. And in the dress-based delivered steers, total of all grades traded from $2 to $2.03, with a weighted average of $2.02.31. Dressed heifers also traded from $2 to $2.03, with a weighted average of $2.02.43. At the Walnut Livestock Auction on Thursday, they had 390 head on offer. Compared to last week, slaughter steers, heifers, and Holsteins traded mostly steady. Slaughter cows traded steady, with exception of lean cows trading 3 to 4 higher. Slaughter steers, choice 2s and 3s traded from $1.26 to $1.29. Choice Holstein steers traded from $1.19 to $1.18. selecting choice Holsteins from 105 to 108.5, and in slaughter heifers, choice twos and threes from $1.24 to $1.30. Slaughter cows, breaking type cows traded from $83 to $85, boning type cows from $81 to $88, and lean cows traded from $72 to $80. Thank you. This has been Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture. Now back to the main studios of WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday, February Class 3 milk closed at $16.07, down 3. March milk closed at $15.68, up a nickel. April milk closed at $15.63, up 6 cents. February butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday closed at $1.47, down 3 quarter. March butter closed at $1.46.5, unchanged. April butter closed at $1.52.5, that was up a half. February non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday closed at $1.38, up 1. March non-fat dry milk, $1.32.75, that was up a half. April non-fat dry milk closed at $1.31.25, that was up a half. Spot prices for block cheese, $1.48.75, unchanged. For barrel cheese, $1.48, unchanged. For butter, $1.41.5, up $1.75. Non-fat dry milk, $1.29.25, down 3.5. And the spot price for Class 3 milk, $17.05. Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday, here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, $6.53. For March, $6.49. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, $6.45. For March, $6.41. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, $12.59. For March, $12.52. And wheat delivered to Scottville for February, $6.18. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Once again, the pre-opening prices, corn at Greenfield, $6.53, corn at Scottville, $6.45, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $12.59, and wheat at Scottville, $6.18. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Color radar continues to show scattered light showers in the eastern portions of our listening area. At this point, pretty much east of Route 51 and continuing to move off to the east. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Hi, I am Greg Urey from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs to fuel, propane, turf, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Macoupin, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Whether you're in municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson Dump Body, Snowway Plow, or Salt Spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services, your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at CTEMI.com.
Partly cloudy skies, windy today, high temperatures in the upper 40s. We will have southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy, the low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, once again, partly cloudy, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy and cooler with a chance of rain Thursday and Friday. Low temperatures in the low 30s, high temperatures in the low 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, southwest winds at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is rising. Our temperature, 42 degrees under partly cloudy skies. And that's a check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Another busy weekend at the Hamilton Hay Auction in Fosterburg. Mike Hamilton tells us how things went.
Well, Randy, we had a lot of hay, and we had a large buyer attendance. We had 421 small squares of alfalfa, and it was in a price range from $4.50 to a top of $7. We had 895 bales of grass mix, and the lower quality was at $2.50, and we had some real nice grass hay up to $7 a bale. We ended up with 539 bales of straw. It was a little stronger this week, anywhere from $1.70 to $2.50 a bale. We ended up with 91 round bales. We had 14 bales of real bright straw at $36.50. We had 55 grass mixed round bales from 55 to 71. And then we had, in the big squares, we ended up with 323 bales of them. The second and third cutting alfalfa was from $87 to $90.50. We had some stubble grass from $50 to $61. We had some mixed grass at $66 a bale. We had some first crop alfalfa at $66. And then we had some damaged bottom bales, mixed hay at $58 a bale.
And you'll be going at it again this weekend?
Yeah, we've already got hay consigned for next week. We've got a real nice load of second crop alfalfa coming down out of Wisconsin. We've got another load of mixed 3x3s. I'm not real sure what's on that load. excuse me. And we've got 700 small squares of second and third alfalfa. It'll be here on Tuesday. So we should have starting out with a pretty good size sale already for next week.
And you'll be taking consignments beginning Friday morning?
Yeah, we'll be here Friday from noon on Friday. But if somebody wants to bring something in earlier in the week, just give us a call and we'll make sure somebody here to unload them.
Okay. Mike, your phone number and website address again?
Our phone number is 618-410-4293. And our website is www.hamiltonhayauction.com.
Coming up Thursday, the Illinois Performance-Tested Bull Sale and Trade Show. It will be held on the Illinois State Fairgrounds. The sale starts at 11, and there are about 93 bulls cataloged. Sale manager Dave Seibert tells us that the numbers are below previous years, but the standards are still high.
Actually, it's a little less. This is actually my 23rd year of managing the sale. And, of course, when we think about the number of cattle in the United States, the cow-calf, you know, numbers and things, we're down some, you know, as compared to, let's say, 20 years ago, down quite a bit, really, as far as our numbers. So, we were up, let's say, in 120, 115, and we cataloged 93 this year. So we're a little less than we've had in previous years. The deal is compared to last year, we have actually more Angus. We have a few, just, you know, with the four polled heifers, so I think we had maybe two or three last year. Last year we had one red Angus, so we're up in the other breed. The Simmental is the breed that we're down in. Usually we're expecting, let's say, high 30s, maybe touching 40, and this year I had 29 consigned, cataloged 24. So that's kind of our breed that slipped a little in numbers.
You mentioned cataloged and consigned. What is the difference there?
Actually, if the number consigned is the number of entries that I received, I call them nominations. And from that number, I eliminate actually 10% of the bulls. I've gone back to past 8 years, and of that number, you know, nominated, I screen some of them out because of mostly on genetics. They don't have high enough what we call power scores, or the EPDs are not high enough. So I had 105 that were nominated. I cataloged 93, and of that, there will only be 71% of those cataloged make it in the sale if we look at what's been, you know, averaged over the past 8 years. So there's a lot of hoops that they have to jump through. Number one is to make sure they have a good enough power score to even get into the catalog. And then from there, we have numerous things. We will process bulls on Wednesday before the sale on Thursday, And what we do is take many measurements, for example, scrotal circumference, pelvic area, frame score, weight, weight per day of age. We even make them walk, and we have a gentleman who screens them for soundness. Last year we threw out three on soundness. They have to pass a fertility or actually a breeding soundness evaluation. Some of them have, you know, went out in that. Most of them, weight per day of age is usually an area that gets them. So just because they nominated the bull doesn't mean they're going to get into the sale. Only on the average of the past 8 years has 64% of the bulls that were nominated that made it into the sale. So we feel we got a pretty select product to offer, and that's the way we want it.
Dave Seibert also explains the bidding process.
Now, what we require is that they pick up a buyer's number. We sell by buyer's numbers, and we have buyers coming from Illinois, Missouri. I periodically have one from the state of Maryland. I have a guy who buys bulls that go into Montana. So they, but you know, they can go throughout, let's say, the Midwest. But mainly, what we try to cater to is the commercial producers of Illinois, commercial cow-calf producers. I'd say the more progressive commercial cow-calf producers.
Part of the Morrisonville High School FFA Heritage Days program in March will include an emphasis on citizenship. The Morrisonville High School FFA president, Trevor Badman, explains.
Well, part of our Heritage program is to encourage everybody to go out and register so they can vote on March 20th for our state primaries. March 28th, we'll be going up to Springfield for a legislative day, and a bunch of FFA kids come out, we get our pictures, and then we take baskets of like food and other gifts and stuff, and we go up and we visit with some of the senators.
Mike Shively of Buckley is the state FFA president. He recently talked to WSMI and told us about his duties and about a recent trip abroad.
I'm with the Illinois FFA, serving as the current president this year. Some of the things that we do on a day-to-day basis, we work out of the Illinois FFA Center in Springfield, doing whatever needs to be done, whether it's going to different chapters around the state and speaking to different classes, or whether it's going to national convention or traveling around the state or even internationally. We just had the opportunity to go to China on an international trip.
How was that?
It was pretty awesome. It was quite an experience. It was definitely neat to see some of the tourist attractions, but then again, a big piece of it was the agricultural aspect of China. And it was neat to really just go and see and kind of compare and contrast the differences and similarities between Illinois and U.S. compared to Chinese agriculture.
Well, what are some of the similarities? I'm sure the mechanization is a great difference, but how are they similar?
Chinese markets are moving closer to capitalism in the agriculture sector. They're finding that is working a lot more. So that's somewhat similar to the U.S. as they're moving towards that point. Hopefully they continue to move forward with that. Like you said, there's a little bit difference in mechanization. Because of the communist government, they've got 1.4 billion people to put into jobs. And every time you mechanize something, it basically takes away jobs. So that's one of the major differences. Let's see here, some of the other similarities. Quite honestly, we went to a beef cattle farm and a dairy farm, and they're not very much different from ours. The dairy cattle farm was about 1,500 head, and they had all stainless steel. All the milkers were up to date. They had the modern technology and veterinary services that we have. With the beef cattle farm, they use TMR. They mix all their feed by hand, but again, the feedlots are pretty up to date, and they look very similar to the ones here in the U.S.
That was State FFA President Mike Shively. Once again, the overnight crude oil market, $1.31 higher at $104.55, while the Brent crude, $64 lower at $119.41. The April gold contract, $14.80 higher at $1,740.70. Coming up later today, we'll have the commodity markets for you on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.